they come out, they forsake it, and we just follow the scriptures. We don't belong to any organization. We don't take anybody's money.
That's why I was talking about who do y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on our own with Christ.
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
And so what we're trying to do is encourage you. Test this. What we don't know what they teach. We'll look into it. But can I say something?
Yeah,
I just want to say that you're not being taught the ways for women. If you study the Bible clearly teaches how women are to be, how they act, how they dress, who they associate with, and how they come out of the world. And that's what we're here to help you with. And I think I gave some of you gospel cards. I know you did. Yeah, we gave a lot of them.
The gospel transforms your heart and mind. And guess what? When your heart and mind's transformed because of his shed blood, you know what happens? That transformation, we used to be worldly people. That transformation goes from the heart to the outside. And you know what?
Inside,
this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have a question. Should we dress the temple like the world does? Should we show it off in pride and vanity? Should we dress?
Paul said, come from out of the world.
Yeah, so should we dress like the world? Should we wear makeup and jewelry and show our forms off? That's something to consider. That's something to consider.
You come from out of the world, but you teach the sinner man about God.
Well, you teach.
First, you have to be out of the world and conform to his word and obedient in your life first.
Yeah.
And then you can show them an example of what
it is.
Right.
You have to. God will shine up in you.
Yeah.
You don't have to go around saying that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Because when you saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, God light shine up in you.
Well,
you can see it.
I agree with you. The Holy Ghost fills you with joy and peace, but the Bible says go and preach the gospel and lift up your voice.
Yeah,
you go preach the gospel, lift up your voice. But I want to go back to not conforming like the world. All the church systems, and I think including yours, when I look it up, I'll test it, they're like the world in because they haven't come out in how they live, how they dress, how they act. That's what I'm saying. So challenge that. You can't be of the world in pride and vanity if your heart's been transformed by God. If you go to don'tperish.com, we got a bunch of articles for women. We got articles for men. Same thing goes for the men. Let me go to the men. Your men that show up in church, they say they love God. They show up. They got muscle t-shirts on. They're trimming their beard. They're looking real cool. They're walking around in pride and vanity. That's not of the Father. You're laughing. You know that's true. The teenagers do it. The teenagers do it. Do they dress biblical? God put us all in tunic-like garments. Did you know that? Women are supposed to wear dresses and cover their heads. Did you know that?
The Bible does teach that. And that we would only share that with people because you claim to be born again and
be
the Holy Spirit.
Do you know who wore makeup in the Bible? Don't take offense. Harlots and pagans. Yeah, you got
to
come out from that.
I used to be like
some people.
Yeah.
When you've got a new heart and a new mind and a new life, you're totally transformed and you follow after
God. You test yourself and you search the word. It's not about just walking in the Holy Spirit, because you know what the Holy Spirit, last thing, I'm going to let you go. You know what the Holy Spirit does? The Holy Spirit conforms you to the word of God, not to your own traditions. Test your folks. We love you. Have a glorious day. God be praised.